This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Day 25 of the government shutdown, no end in sight. Look out if you're traveling to or through Atlanta. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, a snapshot of what we're seeing across America. And boy, there have been some interesting things that have happened. And there have been some weather delays to deal with in the mix of TSA employees calling in sick. And that's part of what's happening in Atlanta especially, but in other places in the United States. I said if the TSA all called in sick, and we're about 8%, if it jumped up even higher, something would have to be done. And eventually, it could be just an emergency declaration. I'm not sure, but I have to believe that as we watch all of this, eventually here, someone is going to have to say, give, right? Now, what's interesting in these interviews that many in areas where our president was easily elected and was the popular choice, some of the furloughed workers are speaking out in favor of the president's demands for a border wall. That's something that the president said, that he's being backed up and he feels for the people. But that's being confirmed by even reporters from the Gray Lady, the New York Times, who are out hunting down the truth or the man on the street interview. But Senate Republicans, who for the most part are sticking with the press, some are bailing off the train because here we are in the fourth week. And he is not going to accept a proposal to temporarily reopen the government that does not include the wall. And I was looking at what are the biggest drugs that are coming in along the ports of entry. I was looking at various statistics on this. And, you know, of course, you have heroin, you have fentanyl, you've got marijuana that's coming in. And then how many families are crossing the border, unaccompanied children or just families, etc. And marijuana still seems to be the highest. It's like 61% somewhere in that neighborhood between the ports of entry. And even though the illegal crossings have declined, some of the more nefarious activities certainly have not, whether it's gangs or whether it is drugs were being smuggled through tunnels, or the coyotes, frankly, who are taking advantage of their own people, many of them Mexican or from Central America, not making it all the way through because they die along the route, frankly, or something else happens to them. I mean, there's some really sad, twisted stories that you don't often hear that come from people paying to come across the border. So while that's going on, we have all these claims of what's going on with Vladimir Putin and the ties to the president and what's going to happen there. And, you know, are we going to ultimately be horrified by what we learn in the Robert Mueller investigation whenever that lands? And I don't know. There's no truth to the rumor that forever it's going to be out to sea because it doesn't seem to get any closer, does it? It's crazy. Remember, right before the holidays, there were these heavy conversations that, oh, this is coming out. This is going to happen, and we're going to know exactly what is going to come out of this report. We're going to know it before the holidays. So, you know, there's some crazy things that even a guy who's been a guest on this show before, Jerome Corsi, his, you know, the stepson of Corsi summoned by Mueller to testify before a grand jury, according to Corsi himself saying that it's a sign that Mueller's team is focused on his interactions with Roger Stone, who, of course, was a close friend of the president. And I saw the Corsi interview. We did an interview on Fox Business Network on Monday and said that he had gotten a subpoena for the testimony, and they're looking for information about emails from 2016 that Corsi deleted from his computer, including some of the exchanges with Roger Stone. They're focused on these text messages and trying to figure out, where does that all lead, thinking that there was some kind of conspiring going on and that his stepson had scrubbed his computer down or, whatnot. I guess it's about these digs, like Corsi's mentioning, into the communications. Because if you think about Corsi and Stone, you're talking about a Republican who had been friends with Trump for 30 years and informally advised his campaign in 2016. So they're really trying to nail something, I think, with Stone. And there was even claims about him being in contact with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And all roads leading to Julian Assange mean something bad for the people connected on those roads. That's one thing I'll say, right? There always seems to be something, some kind of strange underbelly there. And Assange always comes out of it looking like, this is what we do. We expose the truth. We're just putting it out there. We're letting people decide for themselves. So this is my big question, though. We keep tossing about this whole investigation scenario, and the special counsel is he ahead of where he's expected to be? I mean, how long does this go on? And I listened to a podcast where they had a bunch of theories about, how long is this going to take and what are they going to uncover here and what kind of territory are we entering into and what's the ultimate, thread, and that only a small crew of journalists really knows the ins and outs of the investigation, and what do the Russians have? What kind of information have they had for the last couple of years? I mean, how about just sharing the information, right? I think now when I'm on a show like this one, and let's say, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to your lives? Do you want to know? Do you roll your eyes? Do they get glazed over because you're like, this again with Russia, Russia, Russia? And I think Mueller is throwing the cheese out there, and he's hoping that some people will take the bait. And he's looking for specific dates to nail down specific information. That's my observation from conversations that I've had off the air with people. Give me these certain dates. Let's find if there's collusion, let's tie it all together. I mean, he's not saying let's tie it all together. Because remember, he's supposed to be impartial. Let's watch where it falls. Let's see where it lies. Where does it take us? Coming up next, we're talking about some numbers here, including the first snowstorm of 2019. What a wallop that packed in a few places. Stay with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
What tops this edition of We Can Count? No, not 12. How about 35 straight hours from 3 p.m. on Saturday to 2 a.m. on Monday? The snow began mid to late Saturday afternoon, was a steady stream. Think D.C., Reagan National Airport. Oh, that is terrible. So a blanket that just covered the area, right? So it's the big first significant snowfall of the season. So what does that mean? That means you got road crews rather clearing out primary, secondary roads, people clearing off their cars, shoveling the driveway. Shoveling the driveway, the worst. And then there was giant snowball fights all over the place. I think that part's fun. I've been in D.C. actually, and I was there with America Tonight when there was a lot of snow, and it was kind of fun. There's this quiet sort of silence that shockingly falls over the D.C. area, just like any place else. And some of you listening to me are laughing because you know what it's really like to deal with snow. And we're talking way more inches than one can imagine. I saw that my friends in Missouri dealt with a ton of snow. I mean, kept falling. It was one of those deals where you walk outside and you're proud to measure because you can't. It's like you're surviving it. Everything goes down, the power goes out, and of course that's not what you want. But the jet stream that rolled across parts of the Midwest and then ultimately into parts of the East Coast was crazy with this coastal low pressure zone and it enhanced the snow in some of the southern areas. And boy, then when the zones crash together like over Washington and you get that cloud cover, it creates this, you know, rate of snow that's coming down in some of those, what I call jackpot whiteout areas. If you're not going anywhere and you can look out the window or you can have some fun in it, yeah, it's pretty good. It's when you have to travel out in it that it's just not so much fun anymore, right? When you have to actually deal with the stuff that you don't want to deal with, and digging out is one of the things I mentioned. And some people are used to that and others, of course, struggle with it. I think I've told this story before, but it's probably been a while since I've told it. There was a big snowstorm. I was visiting my family outside of Philadelphia, and they were leaving, but I was staying an extra day. And, of course, they were predicting all this snowmageddon. It was going to be terrible. And I laughed, assuming it's just going to be a light brush, because that's what usually happens in that sort of South Jersey area. And no, it really was a blizzard, and it was an insane blizzard. And sure, I can shovel with the best of them, but I mean really shovel? I had friends who were experts from Buffalo and Minnesota, where the mothership is, and Michigan calling me to say, oh no, you don't know what this snow is like, so what you need to do is take breaks in between, and you need to start doing it now. So just start shoveling, shoveling, shoveling. And that's exactly what I did. It ended up being 15 inches of snow. Crazy. All right, so how about this? Serena Williams, it only took 49. Easily wins over Tatiana Maria in her opener at the Australian Open. 6-0, 6-2. So not even an hour to dispatch of her. How about that? And Serena Williams, who's one of the greatest tennis players of all time, I think, will go down in history. She has to all the majors. She's won 10 majors since she turned 30. She won the first set in 18 minutes, the second in 31 minutes. That is crazy insane. Yeah. There is something about the way she plays tennis and the amount of work that she puts into it from the time she was a kid, obviously, it's shown. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to something else. And how about this one from Jeff Bezos? Jeff Bezos and Tex. I was reading a story today about this, and what it talked about was the texts that were sent between the CEO and his, what they're calling, paramour, Lauren Sanchez. The messages were published in the National Enquirer, one of the highly esteemed publications in the United States, of course. And, they were just tawdry. I want to breathe you in. I won't even go down that road. I want to hold you tight. I love you. I'm in love with you. Boxman. He didn't say Boxman. But when I think of Bezos, who is the richest man in America, I think of boxes because I see those brown boxes everywhere. Sanchez is actually a former LA TV anchor. I've met her several times. She actually is very, very nice. And apparently this marriage was over anyway between he and his wife of 25-plus years or something. But this is what's interesting. How is the National Enquirer getting a hold of Jeff Bezos' text messages, right? How is that happening? I mean, aren't there ways to securely manage your systems? I think it's a good lesson, and that's the story I was reading. I mean, encryption on your messages when you text. How about that? So nobody can tell what you're texting, even if they break into it. Because this has happened to other people, like Jennifer Lawrence, other celebrities. That's where hackers are going to go. They're not going to try to hack into everyday people's stuff. And so, obviously, the hackers got in there. So, I got to say, this is 2019. There are many ways to leave text, Jeff Bezos And you could have done that in a much better, more secure way. Let's put it that, let's put it there. It's in 2014 we started to see that happen. So you do the math. It's over 4 years. There's your number. And all you have to do is you get a two-factor authentication. It's turned on for your iCloud or Google account. It requires you to enter a second code when signing in on a new device or browser. I've had to do it a zillion times. You turn that on, boom, and hello. Then you can prevent that saga from happening. I don't, maybe they didn't care that happened or not. And I say who cares, except for that it is interesting how that publication seems to sniff out all of it. So somebody's hacking, doing whatever they're doing, but there you go. Hey, since we're on that little sort of celebrity train, Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West are expecting baby number 4. I didn't even know they had all those other kids. I just thought there was one. This shows you what I know about celebrity, really, that kind of celebrity gossip or news or, you know, whatever. But yeah, another child. I guess there was something about a surrogate involved with this one. Yes. And she confirmed that. So she spilled the beans and let everybody know that baby number 4 is coming. I don't know when the babies do. How many Kardashians are there? There's going to be shows about the Kardashians forever, right? It's either pure annoyance or pure brilliance, perhaps, on their part. The Detroit Auto Show. Wouldn't it be fun to be at the Detroit Auto Show? In a way, it would be. I've always wanted to cover it, so maybe next year we'll take the show up to the auto show. The Infiniti Concept electric car died before it reached the stage. You can't make this stuff up. Everybody's oohing and aahing, waiting. And then when it hits the stage, come on, it's got to hit the stage. What happened? There's a technical problem. Ouch. It didn't work. It's coming soon. It's going to happen. It was a dramatic reveal of an Infiniti luxury electric SUV car. So much of a concept of it. So much for that concept that didn't work out. All right, so here's the other part. Here's your number. No date for production has been set. It's not certain whether the Inspiration will even be made, but Infiniti has said it plans to make only electric or gas electric starting in 2021. So that's pretty soon. Yeah. And you know, how many journalists go to this? So I was saying that I wanted to go to it, but it'd be like covering the Super Bowl. 5,000 credentialed journalists from around the world attend the media preview. 750 vehicles on display in Detroit. 800,000 people attend. That's a lot of people. It runs from the 19th to the 27th. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What a job. What a job, Raj. Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs, So we actually did it. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food. Burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all American companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
And football and the relationships through football created this opportunity. And for that, I'm so thankful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
And I'm not kidding you. I'm so glad that I have tasted this man's amazing cakes. I mean, seriously, he is the king of crumbs cake. And crumbs is the name of the game. Seriously, I just had one last week. And notice I said had one. Like, my husband demolished it. I was lucky I got any of it. And it was a cinnamon crumbs cake. And so, honestly, J. Steven Sadler is so busy. I can't even believe he's making time for us, because this is the time for crumb cakes when people are ordering them. J. Steven's got a book out. We're going to talk to him about that as well. He's in our virtual green room. J. Steven, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hi, Kate. I'm happy to join you.
So somebody must have, you know, I'm taking a pair of hands away from baking. How many crumb cakes do you sell, or crumbs, because that is your name? How many of those cakes do you sell, like, in the next 8 weeks?
Last year we did a little over 8,000 cakes for Christmas. We did about 3,500 for Thanksgiving.
Wow. That's a lot of baking.
Well, we ship it all over the world. I mean, we've shipped to every part of the world that you can think of.
Wow. And you do this, you've got a place in Forney, Texas, right?
That's correct, sure.
Yeah, so let's go back and tell the story. So we know you have these incredible cakes, which, by the way you deliver them, first class, and you said every nook and cranny of the world. But growing that business, the family recipe, the journey, take us back to that, because you've got a book called that's coming out called The Quest for the Best, Crafting the Experience. So tell us about the family journey and how this all started for you.
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, if you look at my life, it's all been one of opportunities and what you make of them, little things that happen that you are aware kind of help point you towards where you want to go with your life. And I had grown up in a family, a very close family, where uncles and aunts and cousins all ate together every day. And we always had heard this history of this 400-year-old family crumb cake that my grandparents and my great uncles and aunts had made, but they had lost the recipe. My parents' generation had talked about how great it was. My grandparents' generation had talked about making it. And my generation, we just heard these stories, but we never, ever had this supposedly fantastic family crumb cake. And it wasn't until my grandmother, who was the last person of that generation, passed away, and she was actually the last person to have the recipe because they would pass it back and forth. When she died, my uncle who lived with her was searching through her night table, and he broke the drawer that he was pulling out, and underneath the drawer was the recipe. And this is like one of the beginning chances of my life. And since I had just started baking and cooking, he gave that recipe to me, and he said, one deal, put it in the safe deposit box, do not put it in your nightside table. And so it was this chance encounter that we found it, because if he hadn't broken that drawer, it would have remained underneath the drawer. They would have never seen it. They would have gotten rid of the furniture, and that would have been the end of it. So that was how it started. Interestingly enough, I grew up in a family where my dad was Austrian, which is where the crumb cake comes from, and my mom was Italian. And as you know, in most families, you pretty much grow up the way your mother is, not the way your father is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we grew up with this big Italian-type family where everybody was in the kitchen cooking, uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters. I had five brothers and sisters, and they all loved to cook. And I was the only one that did not like to cook. I felt cooking and baking was like mopping floors. You know, not what I wanted to do. Until years later, I met a gentleman named Rene Vardone, and I don't know if you recognize the name, but Rene was the chef for the Kennedys in the White House.
Wow.
Jackie Kennedy, yeah, Jackie brought him in, and I met him after his stint in the White House. And Rene is the one that taught me that crafting a fine dish was more like art and not like mopping a floor. And he was the one that kind of flipped me to realize this is what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And from that point forward, I've been chasing that dream.
And chasing that dream, and I love that story about Rene, and that's in your book. I've read that you've got a picture of him, and you talk about that, and you yep. talk about the beginnings of what we're talking about, this 400-year-old recipe. So you grew up in New York, and you started there, and in the restaurant business, it's tough. And when you try to pursue that and you're chasing that brass ring, what was your first venture like?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. When you first get into the business, and I'm one to put things down on where I want to go and how I want to, you know, how I think I can get there. And I thought, well, this is pretty good. I'll open up a bakery, a little cafe, and we'll make crumb cakes. That's pretty simple. You know, you put cake in the oven, someone comes in, you sell them a slice. Well, it's not close to simple. And I think it was around 1999, I opened a little cafe in the Hudson Valley area, Highland Falls. That's about 50 miles north of New York City. And we started selling among my crumb cakes, but also other pastries and whatnot. And I learned right away that it's a much more complicated business than one would imagine, especially when you get into all these different pastries that you're making. But clearly the crumb cakes were the number one thing. And we had a gentleman who was used to come up from the city, and I said we were about 50 miles north of the city. And he fell in love. He used to call it his Epicurean pot of gold, and he brought it back to New York, and that just opened up the floodgates. And by, I think, around 2001, we had lines of what they called cakers. These are people that would wait out. They would wait outside our door. We opened at 5 in the morning. The line would start forming around 4 o'clock, and we would do 50 to 70 sheet trays of cakes, which is several thousand cakes every day. And we would just, people would come in, give them a slice, give them a coffee, and boom, they're gone all day long. So I knew I was onto something then, because that was by far the number one thing they liked.
Yeah, they wanted the crumb. They wanted the crumb cakes. And then here's the thing about that. So you have this recipe. You see these long lines. You know that this is your Epicurean pot of gold. I love that saying. Then you take the family recipe. You take all your bacon stuff. And you leave the Northeast. So how did that journey come about? What? You're leaving something good? What happened?
Well, you know, if I stayed there, I'm sure I could have gotten rich on crumb cakes. You know, it's such a great dynamic area. But I remember as a kid growing up, there was a commercial, and if I can set the scene for you, the camera started at the end of a long conference table, and all you saw was the table. And as this deep voice talked, it kept going up. And as it went up, you saw people on each side, and they were all sweating and nervous. And then it got to whoever was talking. And basically what it was, as a kid, I didn't even know what it was about. I loved for the way it set up. You heard this deep voice going, ah, ha, ha, all these people are working for me when I should be working for them. And it was the face of the dollar bill at the end of the table. And I always remembered that commercial, and I always said, I'm never going to work for that bill. I'm going to have that bill work for me. So I hated the cold up in New York. My mom used to say, even as a kid, I would be the first one in from sleigh riding. And so I decided I wanted to move from New York, so I sold my company there. I kept the family recipe, but I sold everything else, and I moved south. If you know anything about New York, New Yorkers can move to Florida. That's like New York with the sun. You know, so you can move to Florida, but anything west of the Hudson River to New Yorkers runs over the edge of New York. There isn't anything in the middle. So you go to Florida, which is what I did. I went to Fort Lauderdale, and I got out of the business completely. And again, I was just kind of feeling my way. I'm really where I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. And I was at the time doing franchising. I was taking companies franchise. And all my West Coast company clients would bitch and moan that they said, you know, flying from Vancouver or Seattle to Fort Lauderdale, like flying to Europe. It would take a whole day. And so basically, I just looked at a map and said, what's a good airport in the middle of the country? And there were two, Chicago and Dallas. And I'd lived up north. That wasn't going to happen again. So I moved to Dallas. The only thing I knew about Dallas was the show. I knew nothing about Dallas. We just up and moved, and that's how I ended up in Dallas.
Wow. And then you exploded it from there. You found Forney, and you opened a place in Forney. Crumbs is amazing. And I want to tell everyone, if you want to get a crumb cake, there is nothing like this. So J. Stephen Sadler's not even bragging on himself enough. If you go to Crumbs, CRUMBZZ.com, you can catch one of those cakes, and you better do it soon. So in talking about your book, Quest for the Best, Crafting the Experience, what do you hope people walk away from with this?
Well, you know, I've always been a believer that you have to chase your dream. You have to follow it. And one of the things about my book, it ties in two things that I love. In my bistro in Forney, I tie in my love of travel with my love of food. And what I do is I travel around the world. I find great dishes in different restaurants from all over the world, and I bring them back to small town Texas. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic to see what small town Texas is, a meat and potatoes kind of area, and to bring back foods from France, and I'm doing the Caribbean right now, and, you know, in Italy and Germany, and to see how they accept is really interesting. And it ties the two things I love to do the most together, my love of travel and my love of food. And the book is all about that. We have several books that I'm working on. The first one is all about the things I went through to create the cake, the packaging, the whole thing, because I'm really big on creating an experience, not just eating. And then my next one is about creating that bistro to fit in with my dynamic of traveling around the world and finding all these interesting dishes.
Wow, I love it. What an interesting life you've led, and you're definitely not done yet. And these cakes are amazing. The story is so cool. I love the beginnings of this and where it's taken you. Can't wait to see what happens next. So J. Stephen Sadler, Quest for the Best, Crafting the Experience. I think people can learn a lot from reading your book about life and business. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Kate, thanks for spending the time with me.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio. remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's THEBESTEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is something that I think so many people deal with, and I guarantee the people listening to this show, you know exactly what I'm talking about when you worry and you ruminate and you brood. So I'm so excited to welcome to the show, he's in our virtual green room right now, Dr. Ole Wadstrom. He's written a book called Quit Ruminating and Brooding, How Ruminating and Worry Work, and What to Do to Overcome Them. Such a brilliant title. So, Doc, welcome to the show, and tell me, why do they work?
Thank you. Why the techniques work, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to train your brain not to produce so much discomforting thoughts. That's the trick.
So it's tricking the brain. And if we go back to the word ruminating, all of us ruminate, don't we?
Yes, we do. Occasionally, we worry a lot, and occasionally we even ruminate, for better and for worse. We have gotten too much intelligence, unfortunately.
I think you're right. You're onto something there. And it's like this, not, you know, knowledge is power, so it's powerful that we're having this conversation, because, you know, what I think happens to people too, and I know this from doctor friends, and you know this as well, being a doctor of the mind, when you ruminate and worry, you also really hurt your health, don't you?
Yes, you are. You can even have anxiety problems from your ruminations.
Yeah, and so is it partly, Doc, as a psychologist for 47 years, is it partly what you've seen that people can't accept what they can't change? Like they just want to worry about it and they can't get out of that box?
Some people have great difficulties to accept feeling bad, accept worrying, accept discomforting thoughts. So they have to get rid of them, and that's the bad thing to do. You shouldn't refrain from discomforting thoughts. You should instead refrain from comforting thoughts.
Right, and that's the unique twist here. So did everybody pay attention to that? You don't refrain from the uncomforting thoughts. And that's kind of the opposite of what you sometimes hear from other people who talk about this. So it's that whole thing of accepting what you can change. And there's a way to, and you talk about these techniques, and we'll talk about it in a second. You mentioned it in the beginning. You have to let it go through, right?
Yes, endure the worry and endure the uncertainty.
And that's so hard to do. You have to you're kind of waiting it out. Is waiting it out a good way to say that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very good way to say it. Yeah. Wait it out. Put up with it. Put up with the discomforting thoughts and the anxiety.
Right, and if you put up with the discomforting thoughts and the anxiety, in the end, what does it do?
I have to talk about how the brain works. We have two parts of the brain. We have a warning brain and we have a logical brain. And they, so to speak, plays tennis with each other. And when we are set up, upset or jumpy, the warning brain, the scary brain, tries to assess the situation and formulates a discomforting thought that awakens the logical brain to try to find solutions, how to act, and how to understand the situation. And the logical brain returns a comforting thought. And then again, the warning brain formulates a new, somewhat different discomforting thought and returns that to the logical brain again. And that's the start of the rumination.
Ah, so I love that description. It's like a tennis match going on inside our heads and the warning and the logical brain and how you deal with that. We're speaking with Dr. Ole Wattstrom, and the book is called, you can pick it up on Amazon, Quit Ruminating and Brooding, How Ruminating and Worry Work and What to Do to Overcome Them. So let's talk more about that because I know people are anxiously waiting for a couple of quick tips. They'll have to get the whole book to really grasp this, I think, to really get the impact of it. But let's leave them with some good things. So what can we do? What are some of the things we can do?
The most important thing is not to try to understand what is incomprehensible, not to answer questions that have new answers, not to try to solve unsolvable problems.
Ah.
Just stay in the uncertainty and wait it out.
Wait it out. So that's the key thing. You just got to wait it out instead of doing what other people often tell you to do, because if you wait it out, then it'll pay off for you. And it's like a muscle, right, Doc? If you exercise it, you'll get better at it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing.
And I said this in the beginning, you've been practicing for 47 years, so you've seen it all. And what drove you to write this book because of that?
I've treated a lot of OCD patients, and they ruminate very much. And I discovered that just the comforting thinking, that type of compulsion was very hard to stop. And then I tried to find a way for them to block their comforting thinking.
Ah.
And that's what I present in the book.
Yes. How do you do that? And because you saw so many patients with OCD, does it make it worse that, and I see this in speaking, because when I'm not in the studio, I'm out and I'm speaking on big stages and people come up to me. So what you're talking about, I've seen with so many people in a different way. Is some of this too technology? While we love technology, Doc, it's kind of hurt us too as well, because it kind of, fuels what we're talking about.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because we're constantly checking phones and we're constantly being distracted and we have short attention spans anyway. So I can only imagine how much worse that's gotten. Have you seen that there's an increase in this in people like OCD? From the layman's point of view, from my point of view, dealing with a lot of people, and I'm not a doctor, but I feel like I see that. Are we seeing an uptake in that in the way we live these days?
I don't know, but OCD is not uncommon. It you can see it once in a while. 2% of the population have OCD.
Wow. What is the best thing about writing this book for you? Once you finished it, what was the best thing about it?
I think the most encouraging thing is that I get a lot of
emails.
Good word. Yeah, emails saying that they appreciate the book and that they have had a lot of help from it. And that's very encouraging for me.
Well, I bet it is. And there's no difference between men and women. I mean, we equally have this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But men does not, are not so apt to accept it or to talk about it.
Ah.
So they, you must be strong when you are a man.
I like that you said that. So you hear that, guys? I have a lot of men that listen to the show. Don't worry about it. You know, just let it go through you. You got to wait it out, as Dr. Wadstrom says. And again, the book, you can pick it up on Amazon, Quit Ruminating and Brooding, How Ruminating and Worry Work, and What to Do to Overcome Them. Who doesn't want to overcome them and live a different kind of life where you're not constantly struggling with that? Doc, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.